Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio. All right, we're going to be coming up with a live performance in just a moment. Lou Fuki and Divine Providence, so don't go away. Right now I'm going to squeeze in a track from the latest from Dead in Five. They have a brand new EP called Automatic Death Machine, and right now we're going to hear a track called Schizophrenic Razor.
hide the truth, and murder doesn't change that you harried me just for the chase. I'll never know the lilacs bloom.
It's that time. It's a little bit after the 5 o'clock hour. This is live from Studio J. And in the house, we have Lou Fuki and Divine Providence. How are you, folks?
I'm doing well.
All right. I think we have liftoff. Why don't we get started with a song?
Sounds good.
I can't hear.
So we begin in the name of love and light. We're going to start with the opening. It's going to go right into, it's Serenity, the opening, and it goes into a song called The Shortest Route, which is from my latest album entitled Inner Horizons.
Thank you.
You're listening to Live from Studio J. You're hearing the sounds of Lou Fuchi and Divine Providence. Awesome, folks. Wow. I wish this could go on forever. All right.
Sometimes it does.
Cut it short. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Well, we don't have microphones for everybody, so why don't we have you start and talk about the band a little bit. Introduce yourselves.
Sure. I'm Lou Fuchi.
And then we also have...
I'm Christina.
And we are over here.
This is John Mateen. I'm on bass.
I'm Joe Chase. I'm on keyboard.
And we've got...
This is Tony Villano on drums.
Tony V on drums.
I guess I should have said I'll play guitar.
Don't forget that. Okay.
Yeah.
And we are Divine Providence. We're an Afro-jazz spirit music band. We play all sorts of music.
I really don't know what to call it.
We don't really know what genre to box ourselves into, but we like to fuse a lot of different types of world music, and a lot of the music that we play is improv, very emotional. So we just like to have a good time. We play from the heart and hoping that we can connect to other people through the heart.
Okay. So what you've been playing so far, this is from your latest full length, the one we have here in the studio?
A couple of new songs I was in there.
Oh, okay.
Threw in there. So the first song was Serenity. Second one was...
The Opening,
which would be on the next record. So the third one you heard was Shortest Route.
And that is on
Inner Horizons. So we gave you a little bonus.
Okay, great. Sounds good to me. All right, so in case people weren't around for the first interview, if you could tell us a little bit about how long you've been playing together and how you got started.
I think as a band, we've been playing together maybe going on 3 years, right?
Almost three years now, yeah.
Time flies. So it started like actually just jamming, with the other, same as 90% of the bands, jamming in a bedroom, and everything just started to click, and we just... we all had similar influences with bands. Thank you. So we decided to say, let's just try something. And then everything started connecting, right? Mm-hmm. The sound quality and, our people who we're influenced by.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured out, we really had something to say. And one of the things was just to get the people together and enjoy music. Music as a healing, because I started doing music as a way of healing from things I was going through.
Okay.
Same thing with my wife, Tazine. And so we try to bring that out in our music as far as helping people to heal and reflect on something that's bigger than themselves.
And we all kind of just came together naturally. It was really, it was divine providence.
So we have,
hence the name.
Jonathan's... from Flint, he's one of my jamming partners. Joe Chase, he plays piano. He's my son's
music teacher.
So
for a long time,
yeah. And he played drums on the original CD, on the original album, In Horizons. And then we have Tony, who I just met less than a year ago, and it's just everything just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like a collective. So a lot of people come in and out, and depends on what we need. People just show up. And then we have Christina. Christina.
Yeah.
How are you going to follow
Christina, she's like
she just showed up.
Graphic artist, multi-talented, whatever.
Singer
background. You might hear her do some little percussion stuff in the background on the next song. And this is more like a collective. It could go from 6 to 10 people. We all vibe off each other. And I think we all have the same intentions with music, and so it just keeps us together and keep us creating.
And it's a family vibe. We all love each other.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so the two key words I'm getting out of this is spirituality and healing. Then
definitely.
Yep.
My compositions, I should say. It's really rooted in my spiritual practice. I practice Sufism. I'm under the tutelage, I guess, of Sheikh Hisham Kabbani. He's out of Fenton here in Michigan. And a lot of my music comes from meditative thought. When I'm alone, things come out and, I show it to my wife. She tries to steal it sometimes. And so when I present, yeah.
Collab with you.
That's called collabing when you're married. And I present the compositions to the band, and we, you know, we all have this way of connecting to a higher power. You know, we all have that, no matter what religion we're from, no matter what background we're from. This band seems to click in that way. So a lot of our performances, like you just heard, it's improv, is like whatever comes out, you know, it's what you hear. Yeah. You know, there's a basic structure, but after that, who knows what might happen. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to cut that performance short because, you know, it could have went on for another 10 minutes.
45 edit.
Yeah. You know.
We do the 12-inch mix sometimes.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Why don't we do another one?
Absolutely.
Sure. This next one is called Garden. There's going to be some vocals on it. And here we go. Thank you.
Live from Studio J with Lou Fuki and Divine Providence. All right. So you got at least one or two shows coming up, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
We've got June 22nd. We'll be playing at the Northern Lights in New Center. And then in July, we're going to be playing the Concert of Colors.
That's awesome. Yeah. You're going to be at the DIA, right?
We are. We're going to be right in front of the DIA.
Yes.
That is going to be wonderful.
It's
I know you're looking
exciting.
Forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know which part of the DIA you're going to be playing specifically? Or
Not yet.
I believe it's the Woodward side, actually.
You're going to be outdoors?
Yeah, it's
outdoors.
It's the outdoor stage. It's the Michigan
stage.
Wolverine stage.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds awesome. I saw the lineup, and I know you were part of it, and I'm familiar with most of everybody that's playing that day, so that's
wow.
going to be a wonderful time.
Oh, you saw the lineup? I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, it's online.
Secrets.
I'm so behind.
But that'll be a fun one because it'll be the larger band. We'll have some horns playing with us and some hand percussion.
We'll about 10, 11 things. People in that band that day.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Look forward to it. I will be there because HFR is always part of that.
So oh, awesome.
We'll check you out, definitely. Okay, and then we were talking about you have a new release coming up soon. It's not ready yet, but of course we have this one here, Inner Horizons. And if you just want to tell people like where they can go to get that if they so desire.
Yeah, that can be found on, of course, CD Baby, Apple
Spotify,
Music, Spotify, just about every...
Music
most
streaming.
Of the major platforms you can find it.
Okay.
And then also on our website, which is www.lufuki.org, we've got the album is up there. There's a lot of different videos from different shows that we've had, pictures, you know, flyers for upcoming shows. All of that stuff is on there.
Yeah, you can keep an update. We keep our Instagram updated pretty regularly. You can find us at lufuki.divineprovidence.
Okay.
Just like the name.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Let's get another one in.
Sure.
This is Luster, and it's the first song that Lufuki and I wrote together before we got
married. It's one of the songs she stole from me.
One of the songs, the first song we collaborated on. I'm rolling my eyes, you guys can't see.
I can.
And It's, you know, on the surface level, it's a love song, and it's a very lustful song, but on a much deeper level, it's about that connection that we have to the divine, to that which is greater than us, calling us and enticing us to be the best versions of ourselves. So here we go, Luster. Mm-hmm.
Live from Studio J with Lou Fuki and Divine Providence, Luster. All right. Very first song you made, huh?
Yeah. Several years ago. First song we did together.
Okay. All right. I know we talked about that great finish that we're getting ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a short one you can squeeze in between? I know that's hard. I know that's quite difficult.
Huh? We actually played all the shortest ones.
Wow, we did.
We did.
Yeah, we can shorten it up a little bit.
There's 18 minutes left.
Oh, we need at least 30.
Yeah, you don't know these guys, eh?
Well, you know, we can take it with Return. Return is a really special song because it's a returning back to the place where we have originated from.
Yeah, so referring to a spiritual realm before we got to this existence, there's a belief that we were somewhere else, and the people that we meet in life, and the people that we attach to, or the people we attach to at that time, is called a Day of Promises. So, and plus, it could signify a lot of things, like returning back to the earth. That's the first step that we all have to go through. And to return to whatever origin we came through from after that. Mm-hmm. So,
and returning to ourselves, because a lot of times, we get clouded by what's going on in the world. We get influenced by so many things, and it distracts us from who we are. So this is a return to our true essence.
Yeah, it has multiple meanings, not just spiritual, but, scientifically, I don't know. But definitely it relates on various levels, definitely return to oneself, to be honest with oneself and to reflect, that's the bottom line of the song.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that works out perfectly. It looks like that should work out, and we can finish off with one more tune, The Return. Thanks again, folks, for coming down and playing for us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Lou Fuki and Divine Providence with The Return.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Live from Studio J with Lou Fuki and Divine Providence. All right, we got a little bit of time left. Can you just do like a little outro there? Do you mind?
Sure. Why don't we do Blue?
All right. Let's do Blue.